Governor Rick Snyder delivered his budget proposal for the next fiscal year this morning. The $52 billion budget calls for a small increase to maintain the state's roads and bridges, increases in education funding, and a plan to restore an income tax credit to some homeowners. Chris Gouts is Capital Correspondent for Crane's Detroit Business. He was at the budget presentation, and he joins us now. Hello, Chris.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. And also on the line is regular contributor to this program, Jonathan Osting of MLive, who also was there for the Snyder proposal. Hello there, Jonathan.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Well, Chris, I'm going to start with you. I want to start with education funding because it's on so many radar screens here in Michigan. So we start with K through 12 funding, and we are seeing an increase, Chris?
Yes, we are seeing an increase, and there will obviously, as we've talked about before, this will be probably the most debated point of the election year, but he is proposing an increase to $11.7 billion for K-12 state appropriations, and you're going to see, schools are going to see an average between $83 and $111 per student in this budget. And obviously, that still has to be approved, but that's what he is proposing right now, but it is an increase, although his detractors will say it's an increase over the cuts that he's made previously.
Yeah, it is interesting. Jonathan, we're wondering what this will really look like for schools. We actually talked with Paul Egan from the Detroit Free Press yesterday, and as you know, he did a big analysis that showing that Governor Snyder has increased funding for schools, but that money went toward retirees rather than actually a lot of money into the classrooms. Do we know where this 3% increase will actually go?
Part of it is for that per pupil minimum allowance that Chris mentioned, but actually the bulk of it is going to once again go to the Michigan Public School Employees Retirement System, which is money that certainly helps out districts who don't otherwise have to pay for it, but doesn't actually end up in the classroom. So that's actually been kind of central to this whole debate over who's using funny math. You know, the question is how much money is actually making it into the classroom specifically, and Democrats will still say that this increase, most of it is going to go to retirement costs, not student learning.
On to higher education, 6.1% increase for public universities in Michigan and a 3% increase for community colleges. Chris, will that please enough people?
It will please some people, and the universities are going to be happy to receive that, but it still leaves them short of the amount of money that they were getting from the state prior to Governor Snyder taking office. Remember that first year he cut the higher education budget by 15%. Then he came back in the last 2 years and increased it by 3% and 2% respectively. Now he's proposing to bring up another 6.1%, which is another $80 million. But it's still going to leave them short of where they were. So we're still not at that level from 2011. And it's also going to come with a 3.2% tuition restraint language, which for the first time we saw Wayne State balk at last year because they found they could make more money by just raising tuition at the rate that they wanted to rather than take the little bit of money that the state was going to give them in the tuition restraint language. So my guess would be you're probably going to see some more universities really consider that and may go the route of Wayne State because state funding is such a small proportion of their overall revenue that they can make up more by just raising tuition.
I want to move from education to roads, which really impacts every single person in this state. We see $256 million for roads in this budget, but not a permanent solution and way, way short of what the governor has been calling for all along. I mean, he was looking for more than $1 billion annually for transportation.
Yeah, the governor actually said today that he thinks the price tag now is closer to $1.3 billion. So, by inference, you can say that failure to act last year by the legislature cost, what's the math there, upwards of $100 million. So
yeah.
It's a problem that's just getting bigger every day. And as the governor said, sort of the potholes, some of them are turning into car holes.
Yeah, the money that they're putting in is basically just to meet the bare minimum matched to receive federal dollars. But they did receive, it's still up in the air, but roughly about $100 million for other maintenance projects for MDOT. I was just talking with Director Steitel about it. So, he's getting a little bit more, but it's clearly not the amount. And Governor Snyder, obviously made the big push last year for transportation spending upwards of more than $1 billion. And in this budget presentation, he said something to the effect of, we need to do that at some point in the future. I mean, it was a clear signal of defeat that he knows that that's not going to happen this year and in this budget.
We're speaking with Crain's Detroit Business Lansing reporter, Capitol correspondent Chris Gouts, and also with Jonathan Osting of MLive as we take a look at Governor Snyder's budget proposal, which was delivered this morning. And he's adding $102 million to the homestead property tax credit, which got cut in 2011. Jonathan, this seems something that Democrats are going to be able to get behind, doesn't it?
To a degree. I mean, certainly this is something they've been asking for, to relook at the homestead property tax credit. But they made it pretty clear in a pre-budget briefing yesterday that their top priority is still the senior pension tax, the earned income tax credit. So it's a step that they'll probably agree with, but begrudgingly, saying it's not enough. I mean, much like we're seeing with roads or with higher ed, nobody's going to, argue against the increase. The argument will be about whether it should be more.
So now we've been listing some increases. Are there cuts in this budget that are making news, Jonathan?
Well, I have to admit, I haven't had enough time to dig super deep. I mean, the governor and Lieutenant Governor Calley and Budget Director Nixon today were certainly more interested in talking about what they're adding, which they're in a position to do now because of some extra revenue. So I just got this thing this morning and haven't been able to identify any major cuts yet.
The budget presentation was all about what they're adding, but he did make a point to mention, which I thought was, he mentioned that the $17.5 million that would come out of the tobacco settlement money for Detroit pensions and the DIA, he had originally talked about doing this as sort of a separate piece of legislation aside from the budget, but where it does impact the budget is that, in this year's budget and in previous year's budgets, that $17.5 million was going to pay for other programs. And so one of my questions is going to be to figure out, what the governor's plan is. Is he going to use surplus money to make that up, or are there programs that were either eliminated or cut in this budget to make up for that $17.5 million that he's proposing to spend?
Before I let you go, I'm wondering, did either of you hear anything that surprised you?
Well, I think one thing that surprised me, I guess, was there wasn't a whole lot of talk about Medicaid expansion, which is still sort of hanging out there. And the reason for that is that, they're looking to fill this funding gap that was created when the Senate didn't give that bill immediate effect. That funding gap actually applies to this year. So they're going to try and do that through a supplemental funding bill for this year rather than look at it down the line. And I'm hearing word that could happen as soon as this week.
Any surprises for you there, Chris?
Well, one thing that kind of stood out, which I hadn't seen before, is $2.5 million to develop a trail system to go from Belle Isle in Detroit all the way to the Wisconsin border, and I assume that means they're going through the UP and not, creating a trail across Lake Michigan.
I think you're right
but
there.
it says that the vision is to make Michigan, quote, the trail state, and so we'll see if that happens. It's about Detroit, so you're already going to have some lawmakers that are going to be sort of opposed to that, but when they get down to the nitty-gritty of the budget, this is the kind of thing that you could foresee falling to the wayside because it's making trails, and if we're talking about having more money for state police or other some other public safety initiative, I could see it maybe going towards that or roads.
Okay, and then what should we watch for next? Of course, we know that the House and Senate are the ones that are going to actually pass the budget, and the governor wants to do this by June 1st. So, who wants to hazard a guess on whether this will all clear the House and Senate by June 1st?
Well, if history is any guide, I mean, they'll get most of it done. They've been pretty good at finishing stuff under Snyder by early June. That's not to say there won't be some strong arguments along the way. Of course, one of the arguments everybody's looking forward to having on the Republican side is the tax relief piece of it. I mean, it's something that, certainly everyone is excited to talk about. They might have different ideas about what it might look like, but they all agree that they want to get something back.
Any predictions, Chris?
Yeah, I agree. I think that history is a pretty good guide here that they'll get it done by June 1st. That's the benefit of having Republicans in control of everything. You don't have to have the kind of debates that we saw in previous years. The debate is over, how conservative we want the budget to be and what kind of cuts and tax cuts do we want to make. And that will be, I think, probably the biggest discussion point is now we're at a point where we can talk about giving money back. And that's going to be the real debate. It's how you structure that. The House and the Senate have different plans. Now the governor has his. And so that's where the real debate will begin, as to which route lawmakers decide to go.
That was Chris Gautz, Capitol correspondent for Crain's Detroit Business, and he was joined by MLive's Jonathan Osting. Always a pleasure to talk to you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.